From the forsaken shell, Miss Mina glided to her tankard waiting. No, she was not so lonely, archly, Miss Deuce's head let Mr. Lidwell know. Walks in the moonlight by the sea. No, not alone. With whom? She nobly answered, with a gentleman friend. Bob Cowley's twinkling fingers in the treble played again. The landlord has the prior. A little time. Long John, Big Ben. Lightly he played a light, bright, tinkling measure for tripping ladies, arch and smiling, and for their gallants, gentlemen friends.
One, 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 two, one, three, four. Sea, wind, leaves, thunder, waters, cows lowing, the cattle market, cocks, hens don't crow, snakes hiss. There's music everywhere. Rutledge's door, creaking. No, that's noise. Minuet of Don Giovanni he's playing now. Court dresses of all descriptions in castle chambers dancing. Misery, peasants outside, green starving faces eating dock leaves. Nice, that is. Look, 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 look. You look at us. That's joyful, I can feel. Never have written it. Why? My joy is other joy, but both are joys. Yes, joy it must be. Mere fact of music shows you are. Often thought she was in the dumps till she began to lilt. Then, no. McCoy, Valise, my wife and your wife, squealing cat, like tearing silk, tongue when she talks like the clapper of a bellows. They can't manage men's intervals, gap in their voices too. Fill me, I'm warm, dark, open. Molly, in quis est homo, mercadante, my ear against the wall to hear. Want a woman who can deliver the goods.
Jog, jig, jogged, stopped. Dandy tan shoe of dandy Boylan, socks sky blue, clocks came light to earth.
Oh, look, we are so. Chamber music. Could make a kind of pun on that. It is a kind of music, I often thought, when she... Acoustics, that is. Tinkling. Empty vessels make most noise. Because the acoustics, the resonance changes according as the weight of the water is equal to the law of falling water. Like those rhapsodies of Liszt's, Hungarian, gypsy-eyed. Pearls, drops, rain. Diddle-iddle-addle-addle-loodle-loodle-hiss. Now. Maybe now, before.
One rapped on a door, one tapped with a knock. Did he knock, Paul de Kock, with a loud, proud knocker, with a cock? Cara, 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 cock. Cock, cock.
Tap.
Qui stagno, Ben?
Said Father Cowley.
No, Ben.
Tom Kernan interfered.
The croppy boy, our native Doric.
I do, Ben.
Mr. Dedalus said.
Good men and true.
Do.
They begged in one.
I'll go. Here, Pat, return. Come. He came. He did not stay. To me. How much?
What key? Six sharps?
F sharp major.
Ben Dollard said. Bob Cowley's outstretched talons gripped the black, deep-sounding chords.
Must go.
Prince Bloom told Richie, Prince.
No.
Richie said.
Yes, must. Got money somewhere. He's on for a razzle backache spree. Much? He see here's lip speech. 1 and 9. Penny for yourself. Here, give him 2 pence tip. Deaf, bothered. But perhaps he has wife and family waiting. Waiting, Patty come home. He he he. Deaf, wait while they wait. But wait, but here, chords dark, lugugugubrious, low in a cave of the dark Middle Earth, embedded ore. Lump music.
The voice of dark age, of unlove, earth's fatigue made grave approach, and painful came from afar, from hoary mountains, called on good men and true. The priest he sought, with him would he speak a word.
Tap.
Ben Dollard's voice, barreltone, doing his level best to say it. Croak of vast, manless, moonless, womoonless marsh. Other come down.
big ship's chandler's business he did once. Remember, Rosany ropes, ship's lanterns. Failed to the tune of £10,000, now in the Ivy Home, cubicle number so-and-so. Number one bass did that for him.
The priest's at home. A false priest's servant bade him welcome. Step in. The Holy Father. Curlicues of cords.
Ruin them. Wreck their lives. Then build them cubicles to end their days in. Hush-a-bye, lullaby. Die, dog. Little dog, die.
The voice of warning, solemn warning, told them the youth had entered a lonely hall, told them how solemn fell his footstep there, told them the gloomy chamber, the vested priest, sitting to shrive.
Decent soul. Bit addled now. Thinks he'll win in answers poet's picture puzzle. We hand you crisp £5 note. Bird sitting hatching in the nest. Lay of the last minstrel he thought it was. C, blank, T, what domestic animal? T-R, most courageous mariner. Good voice he has still. No eunuch yet with all his belongings. Listen.
Bloom listened. Richie Goulding listened. And by the door, deaf Pat, bald Pat, tipped Pat, listened.
The chords harped slower. The voice of penance and of grief came slow, embellished, tremulous. Ben's contrite beard confessed, in nomine domine, in God's name. He knelt. He beat his hand upon his breast, confessing, mea culpa.
Latin again. That holds them like birdlime. Priest with the communion corpus for those women. Chap in the mortuary, coffin or coffee. Corpus nomine. Wonder where that rat is by now. Scrape.
Tap.
They listened. Tankards and Miss Kennedy, George Lidwell, eyelid well expressive, full-busted satin, Kernan, sigh. The sighing voice of sorrow sang. His sins. Since Easter he had cursed 3 times.
You bitches bast.
And once at mass time he had gone to play. Once by the churchyard he had passed, and for his mother's rest he had not prayed. A boy, a croppy boy. Bronze, listening by the beer pull, gazed far away, soulfully.
Doesn't half know I'm... Molly, great dab at seeing anyone looking.
Bronze gazed far sideways.
Mirror there. Is that best side of her face? They always know. Knock at the door, last tip to tit of it.
Cook, cara, cara.
What do they think when they hear music? Way to catch rattlesnakes. Knight Michael Gunn gave us the box. Tuning up. Sharp Persia liked that best. Remind him of home sweet home. Wiped his nose in curtain too. Custom his country, perhaps. That's music, too. Not as bad as it sounds. Tootling. Brasses, braying asses through up trunks. Double basses, helpless, gashes in their sides. Woodwinds, mooing cows. Semi-grand open. Crocodile music hath jaws. Woodwind. Like Goodwin's name. She looked fine. A crocus dress she wore. Low-cut belongings on show. Clove, her breath was always in theatre when she bent to ask a question. Told her what Spinoza says in that book of poor papas. Hypnotized, listening. Eyes like that. She bent. Chap in dress circle staring down into her with his opera glass for all he was worth. Beauty of music you must hear twice. Nature, woman, half a look. God made the country, man the tune. Met him pike hoses. Philosophy. Oh, rocks.
All gone, all fallen. At the siege of Russ, his father. At Gorey, all his brothers fell. To Wexford. We are the boys of Wexford. He would. Last of his name and race.
I, too, last my race. Millie, young student. Well, my fault, perhaps. No son. Rudy. Too late now. Or if not. If not. If still.
He bore no hate.
Hate, love, those are names. Rudy. Soon I'm old.
Big Ben, his voice unfolded.
Great voice.
Richie Goulding said, a flush struggling in his pale. To Bloom, soon old, but when was young...
Ireland comes now, my country above the king. She listens. Who fears to speak of 19-4? Time to be shoving. Looked enough.
Bless me, Father. Dollard the croppy cried. Bless me and
let me go. Tap.
Bloom looked unblessed to go.
Got up to kill on 18 bob a week. Fellow shut out the tips. Want to keep your weather eye open. Those girls, those lovely. By the sad sea waves. Chorus girls' romance. Letters read out for breach of promise. From Chickabiddy's own Mumsy Pum. Laughter in court. Henry, I never signed it. The lovely name, you.
Low sank the music, air and words, then hastened. The false priest rustling soldier from his cassock. A yeoman captain.
They know it all by heart, the thrill they itch for, yeoman cap.
Tap, tap.
Thrilled, she listened, bending in sympathy to hear.
Blank face, virgin should say, or fingered only. Write something on it, page. If not, what becomes of them? Decline, despair. Keeps them young. Even admire themselves. See. Play on her. Lip blow. Body of white woman, a flute alive. Blow, gentle, loud. Three holes, all women. Goddess I didn't see. They want it. Not too much polite. That's why he gets them. Gold in your pocket, brass in your face. With look to look. Songs without words. Molly, that hurdy-gurdy boy, she knew he meant the monkey was sick, or because so like the Spanish. Understand animals, too, that way. Solomon did. Gift of nature. Ventriloquize, my lips closed. Think in my stum. What? Will you? I want you, too.
With hoarse, rude fury, the yeoman cursed, swelling in apoplectic bitch's bastard. A good thought, boy, to come. 1 hour's your time to live, your last.
Tap. Tap.
Thrill now. Pity they feel. To wipe away a tear for martyrs. For all things dying. Want to. Dying to. Die. For that all things born. Poor Mrs. Purifoy. Hope she's over. Because they're wombs.
A liquid of womb, of woman. Eyeball gazed under a fence of lashes. Calmly, hearing.
See real beauty of the eye when she not speaks.
On yonder river. At each slow, satiny, heaving bosom's wave.
Her heaving emblem.
Red rose, rose slowly, sank red rose.
Heart beats her breath. Breath that is life.
And all the tiny, tiny fern foils trembled of maiden hair.
But look, the bright stars fade. O rose, Castile, the morn.
Ah, Lidwell, for him then, not for... Infatuated. I like that. See her from here, though. Popped corks, splashes of beer froth, stacks of empties.
On the smooth, jutting beer pool laid Lydia a hand, lightly, plumply. Leave it in my hands. All lost in pity for Croppy. Fro, to, fro, over the polished knob.
She knows his eyes, my eyes, her eyes.
Her thumb and finger passed in pity. Passed, repassed, and, gently touching, then slid so smoothly, slowly down, a cool, firm, white enamel baton protruding through their sliding ring.
With a cock, with a cara.
Tap, tap, tap.
I hold this house, amen, he gnashed in fury. Traitors, swing. The chords consented. Very sad thing, but had to be.
Get out before the end. Thanks, that was heavenly. Where's my hat? Pass by her. Can leave that freeman. Letter I have. Suppose she worthy. No. Walk, walk, walk. Like Cashel, Boyle, O'Connor, O'Coyle, Tisdall, Morris, Tisntal, Farrell. Walk.
Well, I must be.
Are you off?
Yeah, must be, yes.
Bloomstep, or Rye High Blue. Bloom stood up.
Oh, soap feeling rather sticky behind. Must have sweated. Music. That lotion, remember. Well, so long. High grade. Card inside, yes.
By deaf Pat in the doorway, straining ear, Bloom passed.
At Geneva Barrack that young man died. At passage was his body laid. Dolor, oh, he Dolores. The voice of the mournful chanter called to dolorous prayer.
By rose, by satiny bosom, by the fondling hand, by slops, by empties, by popped corks, greeting in going, past eyes and maiden hair, bronze and faint gold, in deep sea shadow went Bloom, soft Bloom, I feel so lonely, Bloom.
Tap, tap, tap.
Pray for him, prayed the bass of Dollard. You who hear in peace, breathe a prayer, drop a tear, good men, good people. He was the croppy boy.
Scaring eavesdropping boots, croppy boots boy, Bloom in the Ormond hallway heard growls and roars of bravo, fat backslapping, their boots all treading. Boots, not the boots, the boy. General chorus off full of swill to wash it down.
Glad I avoided.
Come on, Ben,
Simon Dedalus said.
By God, you're as good as ever you were.
Better,
said Tom Jim Kernan.
Most trenchant rendition of that ballad, upon my soul and honour it is.
Lablash,
said Father Cowley. Ben Dollard bulkily cachuchaed towards the bar, mightily praise-fed, and all big, roseate, on heavy-footed feet, his gouty fingers knackering castanets in the air. Big Ben-a-Ben Dollard, big Ben-Ben, big Ben-Ben. And deep-moved all, Simon trumping compassion from foghorn nose, all laughing, they brought him forth, Ben Dollard, in right good cheer.
You're looking rubicund,
George Lidwell said. Miss Deuce composed her rose to wait.
Ben McCree,
said Mr. Dedalus, clapping Ben's fat back shoulder blade.
Fit as a fiddle, only he has a lot of adipose tissue concealed about his person.
Fat of death, Simon,
Ben Dollard growled. Richie, rift in the lute, alone sat. Goulding, Collis, Ward. Uncertainly he waited. Unpaid Pat, too.
Tap, 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 tap.
Miss Mina Kennedy brought near her lips to ear of Tankard One.
Mr. Dollard,
they murmured low.
Dollard,
murmured Tankard. Tank One believed, Miss Ken, when she, that doll he was, she doll, the tank. He murmured that he knew the name. The name was familiar to him, that is to say. That was to say, he had heard the name of Dollard, was it? Dollard, yes. Yes, her lips said more loudly, Mr. Dollard. He sang that song lovely, murmured Mina. And The Last Rose of Summer was a lovely song. Mina loved that song. Tankard loved the song that Mina.
'Tis the last rose of summer, Dollard left Bloom, felt wind wound round inside.
Gassy thing, that cider. Binding, too. Wait. Post office near Reuben J's. 1 and 8 pence, too. Get shut of it. Dodge round by Greek Street. Wish I hadn't promised to meet. Freer in air. Music gets on your nerves. Beer pool. Her hand that rocks the cradle rules there. Ben Hoth. That rules the world. Far, 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 far.
Tap, 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 tap.
Up the quay went Lionel Leopold, Naughty Henry with letter for Maddie, with sweets of sin, with frillies for Raoul, with met him pike hoses, went Poldy on.
Tap, blind, walked tapping by the tap, the curbstone tapping, tap by tap.
Cowley, he stunts himself with it, kind of drunkenness. Better give way only halfway, the way of a man with a maid. Instance, enthusiasts, all ears, not lose a demi-semi-quaver, eyes shut, head nodding in time, dotty. You daren't budge, thinking strictly prohibited. Always talking shop, fiddle-faddle about notes. All a kind of attempt to talk. Unpleasant when it stops because you never know exec. Organ in Gardiner Street, Old Glynn, 50 quid a year. Queer up there in the cockloft alone with stops and locks and keys. Seated all day at the organ, maunder on for hours, talking to himself or the other fellow blowing the bellows. Growl angry, then shriek, cursing. Want to have wadding or something in his... No, don't, she cried. Then
all of a soft sudden, wee little pippy wind.
Pwee. A wee little wind piped E in Bloom's little wee.
Was he?
Mr. Dedalus said, returning with fetched pipe.
I was with him this morning at poor little Paddy Dignam's.
Aye, the Lord of mercy on him.
By the by, there's a tuning fork in there on the...
Tap, 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 tap.
The wife has a fine voice, or head, or what?
Lidwell asked.
Oh, that must be the tuner,
Lydia said to Simon Lionel first I saw.
Forgot it when he was here.
Blind he was, she told George Lidwell, second I saw, and played so exquisitely, treat to hear. Exquisite contrast, bronze lid, Mina gold.
Shout!
Ben Dollard shouted, pouring.
Sing out!
You'll do!
Cried Father Cowley.
I feel I want.
Tap, 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 tap.
Very.
Mr. Dedalus said, staring hard at a headless sardine. Under the sandwich bell lay on a bier of bread one last, one lonely last sardine of summer, Bloom alone.
Very.
He stared.
The lower register for choice.
Tap, 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 tap.
Bloom went by Barry's.
Wish I could. Wait, that wonder worker if I had. 24 solicitors in that one house. Litigation. Love one another. Piles of parchment. Messrs. Pick and Pocket have power of attorney. Goulding, Collis, Ward. But, for example, the chap that wallops the big drum. His vocation. Mickey Rooney's band. Wonder how it first struck him. Sitting at home after pig's cheek and cabbage, nursing it in the armchair, rehearsing his band part, Pom, Pompity. Jolly for the wife. Asses skins. Welt them through life, then wallop after death. Pom, wallop. Seems to be what you call yashmak, or I mean kismet, fate.
Tap, tap. A stripling, blind, with a tapping cane, came tap, tap, tapping by Daly's window, where a mermaid, hair all streaming, but he couldn't see, blew whiffs of a mermaid, blind couldn't. Mermaid, coolest whiff of all.
Instruments. A blade of grass, shell of her hands, then blow. Even comb and tissue paper you can knock a tune out of. Molly, in her shift in Lombard Street West, hair down. I suppose each kind of trade made its own, don't you see? Hunter with a horn. Haw. Have you the... Clush, sonilla. Shepherd, his pipe. Policeman, a whistle. Locks and keys. Sweep. 4 o'clock's all's well. Sleep. All is lost now. Drum? Pompity. Wait, I know. Town crier. Bum bailiff. Long John, waken the dead, pom. Dignam, poor little nominee dominee, pom. It is music. I mean, of course, it's all pom, 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 very much what they call da capo. Still, you can hear, as we march along, march along, pom. I must really... Now, if I did that at a banquet, just a question of custom, Shah of Persia... Breathe a prayer, drop a tear. All the same, he must have been a bit of a natural not to see it was a yeoman cap, muffled up. Wonder who was that chap at the grave in the brown mackin? Oh, the whore of the lane.
A frowsy whore with black straw sailor hat askew came lazily in the day along the quay towards Mr. Bloom.
When first he saw that form endearing. Yes, it is. I feel so lonely. Wet night in the lane, horn. Who had the... Hee-haw, she saw. Off her beat here. What is she? Hope she... Psst! Any chance of your wash? New Molly had me decked. Stout lady does be with you in the brown costume. Put you off your stroke. That appointment we made, knowing we'd never... Well, hardly ever. Too dear, too near to home, sweet home. Sees me, does she? Looks a fright in the day. Face like dip, dammer. Oh, well, she has to live like the rest. Look in here.
In Lionel Mark's antique sail shop window, haughty Henry Lionel Leopold, dear Henry Flower, earnestly Mr. Leopold Bloom, envisaged candlestick, melodeon, oozing maggoty blowbags.
Bargain, 6 bob. Might learn to play. Cheap. Let her pass. Of course, everything is dear if you don't want it. That's what good salesman is. Make you buy what he wants to sell. chap sold me the Swedish razor he shaved me with. Wanted to charge me for the edge he gave it. She's passing now. 6 bob. Must be the cider, or perhaps the Burgund.
Near bronze from a near, near gold from afar, they chinked their clinking glasses, all bright-eyed and gallant, before bronze Lydia's tempting last rose of summer, rose of Castile. First Lid, De, Cow, Cur, Doll, a fifth. Lidwell, Cy Dedalus, Bob Cowley, Kernan, and Big Ben Dollard.
Tap. A youth entered a lonely Ormond hall.
Bloom viewed a gallant pictured hero in Lionel Mark's window.
Robert Emmett's last words. 7 last words. Of Meyerbeer, that is.
Roman like your man.
Aye, aye, Ben.
Will lift your glass with us.
They lifted. Chink. Chunk.
Tip. An unseeing stripling stood in the door. He saw not bronze, he saw not gold, nor Ben, nor Bob, nor Tom, nor Cy, nor George, nor Tanks, nor Richie, nor Pat. He did not see.
See Bloom, Creaser Bloom, viewed last words, softly.
When my country takes her place among... Must be the burr. Oh... Nations of the earth. No one behind. She's passed. Then, and not till then. Tram. Cran, cran, cran. Good opera. Coming. Crandall, cran, cran. I'm sure it's the Burgund. Yes. 1, 2. Let my epitaph be Cara. Written. I have done.